Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那英语里面有很多词呢，其实作为学习者，觉得多多少少对它的发音啊会有一些困惑。那也有很多词是我们中国人特别容易读错的。今天呢，我们就跟大家集合这一串很容易读错的英语词，最主要的是要教你正确的读法。
Okay, so we're going to be talking about words that Chinese people commonly mispronounce.
Mispronounce, 听起来像一个女生的名字。
Oh, mispronounce 小姐是吧
?Pronounce 小姐。
Oh, right.
好，你看那个就 misunderstand, or it's just a bad joke. 好，读错念错没关系，最主要就是知道自己错了，然后纠正过来 ,correct them 就可以了。所以听我们的节目呢，也希望把这些平时你容易犯的小错误赶快改掉。大家也可以到我们今天的微信推送里面去看详细的这个列表，最主要多听几遍多练习啊，到微信公众号寻找开源英语就可以了。Okay, so without further ado, 我们就不浪费时间了，直接说说哎，这个词吧，平时是特别常用。你出去消费啊 ，you know when you're shopping, buying things, 你肯定都要这一张东西。
Yeah, it's a killer. Okay, it's called a receipt.
A receipt 就是一个收据，对吧？哎、
发票
英语应该叫 invoice。
Yeah, an invoice sounds much better. Receipt is something that you would get at like the supermarket.
嗯，就是公司凭 receipt 不会给你报销的。
Right.
好好好，这个我们今天就不说了啊，还是说它的 pronunciation 发音。Okay, receipt. Let's spell it first.
Okay, receipt.
There's a p. 可能你就会看它，然后读成 receipt or recept.
Right.
就是把那个 P 的音发出来 But just like Adam said, this is actually a silent P. 它是一个不发音的
Right. Receipt.
对，所以基本上你把那 P 的音去掉就对了啊。So it's a receipt.
That's right.
好，那啊，其实讲到这个silent 的这个音啊，接下来一个呢也是，你看它的拼法很容易读错，这个就是
debt 啊
，public debt 对吧
？public debt，personal debt，
对 ，personal debt，debt， 但其实这个 b just like that p is also silent.
It's silent. I remember Jenny very very clearly. I had a Korean professor in university, and he could not pronounce this word. He would always struggle with this word. Deb.
对，其实不要发那个 b 就可以了，直接 debt.
Right, debt.
就好像它只是 det 那样。
Yeah, like net or bet or sweat.
对，其实就是 debt.好，接下来要说这个就是讲到同事 people you work with, your coworkers.
Or your colleagues.
Colleagues. C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E. Or S 复数。对。很多时候我会听到colleaguer?
Colleaguer, yeah.
对吧 ?colleaguer, 它其实不是一个 ER 的音它就是 colleague.
Well, it's because you said coworker before, which is very, very common. But colleague is for a much higher level job. And so I guess people just put them together into colleaguer.
你是说可能因为 coworker, 然后很多人就会对自己 merge, 合并起来对吧然后发音就变成 colleaguer. 一个有可能是这个原因还有一个就是我们看到那个 GUE 就不太知道它应该发什么 G 还是 G 的音但其实大家以后看到什么 GUE 它啊，比如那个时尚杂志 Vogue It's not Vogue or you know It's just Vogue right V-O-G-U-E Like colleague
Right Or league you know a sports league
Or Ivy League Yeah
League, right? Or a famous movie that came out, Star Wars Rogue One.
反正大家以后看到这个 GUE, 它就是一个 G 的音。好，那讲完了这一些以后呢，接下来我们要讲的这一串都是，就是那个读音的错误，通常是发生在 the stress 重音放错。
Okay.
Stressing the wrong syllable, 啊，重音放错。我觉得最常见的一个可能就是说手机那个词。
Okay, right. I often hear people say mobile phone, mobile phone.
But it actually should be...
Mobile phone.
Mobile phone. 对，所以它这里 mobile 这个重音其实就是在那个 M 上面的，不是在那个 B 上面的。Mobile phone. 那其实这个词呢，你也会听到 native speaker 有两种不同的发音。So some people would say mobile, but some people would say...
Mobile phone, yeah.
Mobile phone. So in any case, 不管是 mobile 还是 mobile, the stress should be on the M.
On the first syllable, right.
First syllable, 第一个音节而不是那个 B, 不是 mobile. 那接着说重音容易错的啊，下面的这一个呢是
Process.
Process,、流程、过程或者处理 Process, the stress 这个重音是在 also the first syllable.
It's also on the first syllable, right?
对，也是在第一个音节 pro, 对吧 Process, 错误的类型跟我们前面说的那个 mobile 很像的，就是容易放在那个第二个 syllable 就变成 process.
Ah, like princess, process.
Process, not、process.
Right.
好，接下来的这一个我一直觉得有点难念，到现在我还觉得有点绕口。
Yeah, this one's okay. Theory.
Theory, like Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, yeah, that's what you read my mind.
理论，大家也会比较搞不清说是不是应该放在那个 R 上面重音，就变成 theory, 就会变成很对，就奇怪的一个读音啊。But it should be...
Theory.
Theory.Theory, 对吧
Theory. I have a theory.
The Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Speaking of Big Bang Theory, 我觉得这个美音里面这个 and 的音是有点难发的 because it's a very nasal sound.
Yeah, you gotta use your nose.
就是这个鼻音非常的重对吧 Big Bang Theory. 但我还记得就是我们有几期直播课然后我就是在直播课的时候跟着你和戴安娜学然后你就是把自己的手指放在鼻子那儿 So if you can feel it, right? If you say big bang, 你会感觉你的鼻子那儿有点震动 If you feel that vibration, 你感觉到那个震动 then you're probably getting it right.
Exactly.
Big bang theory. 啊，好，那啊，接下来这一个广告。
Advertising.
就看到这个词很多朋友都不知所措 advertising 还是什么 advertising advertisement
right,
well,
the problem is the people in the UK say this word very very differently than the people in America well they would say for example like we say an advertisement、but like Spencer Diane and I would say that but someone from the UK would say an advertisement so it's a different stressAnd it's a different vowel sound.
我给大家的一个建议，你就直接说 ad 算了。
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Hey, that's a really cool Nike ad. Nike 有一个很好的广告 really cool. 什么 you know, Apple ad.
Yeah. Oh, another ad. Oh, I hate watching ads. Oh, this ad is dumb or whatever. This ad is great. Super Bowl ads, really expensive.
对对对，还有就是美国人其实他把广告当名词使用的时候，他们经常会用 commercial, right? Super Bowl commercials.
The only problem is, what if it's your job, right? Like you say, I work in ads, I work in commercials. You always have to say, I work in advertising.
对对对，所以如果你是从事广告行业的话，这个要好好的练一练啊。I work in advertising.
And you can think about it as, you know, like, just remember, Adam told you, always say advertising. Adam told you that.
It's got same a ring、stress. To it. Yeah, 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 same stress. Yeah,、很好的 tip. 好，那接下来我们再看两个吃的好了。
Okay, number one,、I know a lot of our listeners are big fans of steak.
牛排。
Well, I think a lot of people want to say、steak.
Steak or stick.
Or stick, yeah, stick comes up too.
对，因为它的拼法是 S-T-E-A-K, 对吧？但其实它的读音是 A, steak.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost as if it was A-K-E. like rake or make or take.
对，其实英语里还有一个词，比如说 the stakes are really high.
Stake. Yeah, exactly.
S-T-A-K-E 也是一个词，然后它跟这个 S-T-E-A-K 的念法是完全一样的。
Right, totally the same.
对 so just remember, 牛排是 steak, the same ache as, you know, make, take.
Yeah, if you take too much steak, you'll have a stomach ache.
哦、oh, ，好，你自己弄个口头禅帮大家记哈。
This is fun.
对，其实讲到吃，我说下面一个是原料 ingredients, 就是面粉。然后呢、okay. 这个发音对我。我以前自己也迷惑了很久，后来发现它跟另外一个东西，跟花的发音，它其实是一样的。
Exactly, yeah, the same. Flour.
Flour, 面粉、mm-hmm. F-L-O-U-R, 对不对？ Right. 对 ,Flour, 它不是 floor.
Floor or fleur. Actually, that's the French for flour, so...
okay, flour.、哎呀，你讲到 flower， 我又想到另外一个词，就是出去住酒店。如果你很有钱的话，你可以住一个套房 ，suite。
A suite。
对，它其实它不是 suit，almost the same pronunciation as 甜。
Right, as sweet。
其实是一样的 pronunciation， 是不是？
Yeah, totally the same。
好，那我们今天最后要讲的两个呢，没有什么互相关系啊，但我觉得就是很容易发错音的，一个是毛巾。
Okay, towel.
A towel. Hand towel. me a towel, please.
Hey, a towel? You got to bring a towel.
W-E-L, 这个音有一点点难发 Towel.
Yeah.
就像屋子的屋有一点啊 Towel.
Towel.
反正就不要发成 tower 就行了
That's true. Yeah, that's it. You just want to be clear. When you finish a shower, you want to get a towel. Towel, not a tower.
好，那我们今天最后要说的这一个是日常生活中啊，有每个人可能 you do this a lot， 但是我后来发现，因为我常常听到有人把这个词给读错，这个就是自拍。
Okay, so the very famous selfie.
Selfie, S-E-L-F-I-E.
Right.
So this is just selfie. It's not a selfie or selfie or...
Nope, just selfie.I know the IE kind of looks like, you know, like pie, for example,
对
but it's just selfie.
对就是 selfie, 因为我是听过好几个朋友跟我说啊我们拍一个 selfie.
I have heard that once or twice.
对其实是 selfie. 好我们今天呢讲了这些非常容易被念错读错的这个英语词希望大家听了节目以后有一些灵感有一些窍门学到了它正确的读法然后还有哪一些词的发音会让你比较困惑的大家也可以在留言里面告诉我们我们下次再为大家做节目那如果你想给自己创造一种非常沉浸式的英语学习环境然后要多听多练英语的话呢希望我们的开言会员课程成为你一个非常好的补充因为我们的课程是全英语而且我们每天都有更新发音也好还有你的语言组织习惯也好这个都是多接触多浸泡然后自己多思考多练习的一个过程我也很开心的就是我们现在哎，终于我们的这个 APP 啊正确的读法应该是 app 上面有了个跟读的功能所以大家在听我们主播很标准的发音以后呢大家也可以跟读录音我们现在也在做那个打分的功能所以这些都是我们的会员可以去享受的学习一年只要629 Okay guys, thank you for listening
Good luck guys
See you next time 下次再见
好，拜拜